RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
24 minutes to wait, and here with the sport is Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Rachel. Jose Mourinho may be considered a bit of a yesterday man in the English Premier League, but he's created a new record last night because Roma won their first major European trophy by beating the Dutch side Feyenoord in the inaugural Europa Conference League final in Tirana. Mourinho's first season in charge of the Italians ended with the trophy after Nicolò Zaniolo scored the only goal of the game for a 1-0 victory. Now, Mourinho has previously won the Champions League, the Europa League and the UEFA Cup, so he's the first manager ever to win all of UEFA's major European trophies. The stadium in Tirana only holds 21,000. There was an estimated 100,000 supporters of both clubs in the city. That's becoming a thing now. And Roma's English defender Chris Smalling dedicated the victory to their fans.
Us as a club, we needed to win it, and us as players and the new manager, etc. But for the fans, I think all season, we've had an up and down season in the league, but they've been there every day, every time, whether we've won, lost or drew. And tonight, it's for Rome. It's fully deserved because we do have some of the best fans in the world, and tonight is for them.
Now, Liverpool striker Mo Salah has confirmed he will be at Anfield next season for sure, he says, but he would not be drawn over whether he'll sign a new contract. It's a very interesting dilemma. Salah's contract has one more year on it, but if Liverpool don't sell him now, Salah can leave on a free transfer in a year's time and Liverpool would lose. I know he's worth 100 million, so Liverpool would get nothing if Salah gets the free transfer. But when he was asked about it at a Champions League news conference yesterday, he said, "I don't want to talk about that. I don't focus on the contract. I don't want to be selfish. I'm staying next season for sure." Meanwhile, the former Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany is expected to be named as the new manager of relegated Burnley. Yesterday, Kompany left his role in Belgium as Anderlecht head coach. He's been strongly linked with Burnley for a number of weeks, with the interest apparently not dimming despite Burnley suffering relegation from the Premier League after their 2-1 defeat to Newcastle on Sunday. Kompany guided Anderlecht to third place in the Belgian League this season. In tennis, the British number one Emma Raducanu was unable to capitalise on a one-set lead as her French Open debut ended with a defeat in the second round. She lost 3-6, 6-1, 6-1 to Alexandra Sasnovich of Belarus. US Open champion Raducanu has lost in the second round in her two Grand Slam matches since the win in New York last year. In boxing, welterweight Eugene McKeever and heavyweight Jack Marley are the latest Irish boxers in action at the European Championships today. Yesterday, Sean Murray, JP McHale and Gabriel Dawson all moved to within one win of a medal. All three are back in the ring tomorrow. But there's no look for team captain Adam Hessian, who was beaten in the featherweight division. At the LPGA match play golf in Shadow Creek, Stephanie Meadow finished all square with Aileen Kim. The other match in her group also ended in a tie. Megan Cann halved with Andrea Lee. And finally, for now, racing this afternoon is at Limerick, where the first race off at 4:50.